Farm Bureau in Washington, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Juliana Potts is a person American farmers should listen to when she speaks, and she did just that at the recently held 78th annual meeting of the Idaho Farm Bureau Federation. Potts is Executive Vice President of the American Farm Bureau Federation, and she understands Washington politics better than most.
I've been in Washington ever since I graduated from college, and I've worked in law and policy, in government, in communications, and on the Hill, and certainly in the public policy arena in agriculture for my entire career. I've seen a lot of opportunities to affect and influence what happens on the Hill, what happens in the administration, and what happens in the courts. I have never had the opportunity, never seen this organization with greater opportunity to have influence in the executive branch as I do right now.
Potts says the American Farm Bureau gets its strength from the states.
I think one of the biggest strengths of Farm Bureau is the fact that we have strength in every state. So it gives us a kind of influence and breadth that other organizations in agriculture just don't have. What Farm Bureau does is give engaged members the tools to be able to do that effectively, whether it's communication training or Hill visits.
The American Farm Bureau Federation boasts a membership of 6 million, with over 70,000 from the state of Idaho. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.